Investment between Ghana and the U.S. have witnessed a sharp decline over the period. He said although the U.S. government is keen on making Ghana a key investment hub, the country has failed to take advantage of the reviewed African Growth and Opportunities Act, a trade legislation which significantly enhances market access to the U.S. for qualifying sub-Saharan African countries. He added that despite the apathy, the U.S. government strives to make huge investment in untapped areas. Ambassador Jackson singled out garments and textiles, among other products, to have such potentials. He hinted that last year, Ghana exported about $1 million worth of garments to the U.S. and expressed the hope that by the end of the year, it will shoot up due to its high demand.
Through our trade and investment hub, we have been identifying products and industries that we believe have great potential in the U.S. market. We've identified 10 different products that we think have particularly strong potential. One of them is garments and textiles. We've literally invested in the textile, in the garment industry here. Last year, Ghana exported about $1 million per month worth of garments to the United States. By the end of this year, I expect it will be $30 million.
According to Ambassador Jackson, there are opportunities in the agricultural sector, stressing that the past years have seen some agricultural products entering the U.S. He revealed that export of orange juice from Ghana to the U.S. has begun, and his office is in talks with the trade ministry to identify other agricultural products for export.
We're identifying the products that have the greatest potential, like garments, like shea, like fish, like a variety of processed agricultural products, and we're helping the companies to ensure that their packaging is appropriate, that they're meeting the sanitary and phytosanitary requirements. And we have regular visits from U.S. Customs to educate companies about the requirements of the U.S. market.
Answering questions on delay of visas and high airfares, Ambassador Jackson noted that in as much as the U.S. government is working to make visa acquisition quite easy for Ghanaians, it behoves on all who apply for visas to do the proper thing to hasten the process.
I think as the airport improves and as news about Ghana continues to highlight its stability and its long history of democracy, that more people will want to come here, and I hope that that will have a multiplier effect. More flights will bring prices down, but the government needs to be very deliberate about developing its tourism industry, and I am convinced that the country has enormous tourist potential. If you have a higher volume of people coming, if they're filling more planes, you can get more commerce and more benefit from those travelers.
U.S. Ambassador Robert Jackson ending the report by Isaac Asari.